Happy New Year. There are all sorts of systems you can find about how to make and keep New Year's resolutions.
这有各种各样的系统，你可以找到怎么来，就是保持你的新年愿望。
There are all sorts of books written about how to lose weight, how to gain good habits, how to think positive, how to be more compassionate, how to plan for retirement.
这有各种各样的书，就是可以让你得到各种各样好的习惯，如何就是积极的去思考，如何更有同情心，甚至如何就是计划你的退休。
These self help books, they get their own section in the bookstores and the libraries.
这些教你如何如何的书在图书馆甚至有自己的一个区域。
And most of us have read some, and probably will read some this year.
所以说大部分人可能都已经读过了一些。
And we all realize that we could get better, we could be better, and we ought to be better.
我们都意识到我们可以变得更好，我们应该变得更好。
And New Year's is often seen as this time to make resolutions to change.
新年所以说就是这个时候。 让我们能够做这些改变。
And God too expects us to change, to grow, to mature.
所以说神也让我们要改变，要成熟。
He expects us to be better every year.
他让我们每一年都会变得更好。
And today's verses that we just read talks a little bit about how that happens.
所以说今天的经文我们刚才读过的就是讲的这些事情如何的发生。
So if you have your Bibles with you, open to Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. We'll look at those verses today.
如果你有你的圣经的话，请翻到提多书二章十一节到十四节。
Verse 11 says, the grace of God has appeared. The grace of God has appeared.
十一节写到，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
The word appearance is translated from the Greek word epiphany, which occurs twice in our passage today.
这个显现这个单词是从希腊文的 epiphany 这个词翻译过来的，在这个经节中出现了两次。
The word epiphany refers to the two comings of Jesus Christ.
这个词代表着耶稣基督的两次来到。
The first time he came as a suffering servant to offer grace and salvation for all.
第一次，耶稣基督是以受苦的仆人来到这个世界，给这个世界带来恩典和救恩。
Grace was given as Jesus coming as a baby, living this life as a servant, and ultimately dying on the cross for our sins.
这个恩典就是神，耶稣基督来降世为一个婴孩，一个奴仆，最终的他死在了十字架上。
The glory and the grace of the invisible God became visible in Jesus, this epiphany appearance.
他使这个神不可见的荣耀在耶稣基督身上得到了显现。
The second word of the use of the word epiphany or appearance was talking about the second coming of Jesus when he comes to judge and rule over the world.
这第二个显现就是讲到神再来，要来审判这个世界。
So in this first appearance, the grace of God has appeared in verse 11. It's talking about grace that brings salvation.
所以说这个第一次这个显现就是 在十一节讲到的，就是第一次耶稣基督来带来恩典和救赎。
Grace is getting something good that we do not deserve.
恩典就是一些好的事情我们不应当得到的。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not of your own doing, but it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so no one may boast.
你们得救本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Christianity is different from other religions or self-help books in that it teaches that we cannot be good by ourselves.
基督信仰和其他宗教或者这些各种各样的指南不同的地方是，我们不是因为自己足够好才来到神的面前。
Yeah, we can't come to God because we're good enough. We can't go to heaven by trying harder to obey God's word.
我们不能来到神，我们不能说自己足够好而来到神的面前，也不能因为这个而进天堂。
If we give all we have to the poor, we can't earn a spot in God's favor.
我们甚至把所有的都给予穷人，我们也不能在天堂上挣得一席之地。
And coming to church doesn't guarantee results.
所以说，来到教会也不能对这些结果有任何的保证。
We are unable to do what is right in God's eyes.
我们其实是无能为力做到神眼中所看为正确的事情。
On birth, we're sinners.
从一生出来我们就是罪人。
We do things against God, against nature, things that hurt people, things that are evil.
我们做了很多事情都是对立于神的，也是对立于自然的，也可能是伤别人的心的。
We do things that deserve eternal death.
我们做的这些事情都应当得到永远的死亡。
But God, this is grace, in His infinite love, sent Jesus to die for our sins.
但是神的恩典从这耶稣基督在十架上而死为我们成全。
And when God looks down upon Christians, He doesn't see the filthy deeds that we do. He sees Jesus's goodness for us.
所以说当神看我们的时候，神就没有看到我们这些龌龊的行为，而是。而是看到了我们得到了救赎。
This is grace. By grace, God made His enemies His children.
这就是恩典，神借着恩典把他的敌人变成了他的
children.
他的子民。
And this grace God gives us is echoed in the life of Christians.
所以说这个神给我们的恩典也反映在基督徒的生活中。
February 12th, 1993, in Minneapolis, Barry Johnson's only son, 20-year-old Uranium Bird, was murdered.
在1993年的2月12号，在明尼拉波利斯，Mary Jones 的独生子20岁的这个叫Uranium Bird, 被谋杀了。
The perpetrator was 16-year-old O'Shea Israel, who received a 25-year sentence.For second degree murder.
凶手是一个16岁的叫做 O'Shea Israel, 他得到了他被判的是二级的谋杀，得到了25年在监狱服刑。
Mary Johnson recalls that during the trial,
Mary Johnson 他就回忆在这个庭审的时候，
I hated O'Shea.
我非常的讨厌 O'Shea.
I thought he was an animal and he deserved to be caged.
我觉得他简直就是一个禽兽，应该被关在笼子里。
I was so angry when the judge charged him with second degree murder instead of first degree.
我真的是太生气了，这个法官竟然就给他一个二等谋杀。
I became a recluse and couldn't look at my son's photos.
我从此以后我就几乎过着与世隔绝的生活，连看一眼我儿子的照片也不可以，也不行。
But years down the road, something changed in Mary's heart.
但是随着时间的推移，有一些事情在 Mary 的心中改变了。
10 years later, in 2003, she calls O'Shea to ask if she can visit him in prison.
十年之后，她就竟然给这个 O'Shea 打电话说，她能不能去监狱探访他。
She describes this experience in interview.
她在一次访谈中叙述了这次经历。
After so many years, I knew as a Christian, I had to forgive him.
经过了这么多年，我知道我作为一个基督徒，我必须要去原谅他。
I also wanted to know why he murdered my son.
我也非常想知道为什么他谋杀了我的儿子。
Before the visit, I prayed and went on a 21-day fast.
在这个探访之前，我真的是迫切的祷告，还禁食了21天。
We talked for 2 hours and I realized the similarities.
我们谈了两个小时，发现他和这个 O'Shea 和我的儿子有非常多的共同点。
Yeah, similarities between O'Shea and son. He wasn't a boy anymore.
但是此时他已经不是一个男孩了。
I was talking to a man now.
我已经在一个与一个长大的男人谈话。
I told him I forgave him and that I let you go.
我告诉他我原谅了你。
It was over.
就这样结束了。
As I was leaving.
当我正要离开的时候
，He asked to give me a hug.
他说我想拥抱你一下。
I cried and started to fall.
我忍不住流泪，几乎要摔倒。
But he held me up.
他在这个时候扶住了我。
I felt something move up my body all the hatred and bitterness left my body.
我感到一阵有什么东西从我的身上从下而上这么上来，是我所有的憎恨和苦毒都离开了我的身体。
As a Christian who has dedicated my life to following the steps of Jesus, I cheer her on in doing this.
作为一个基督徒，我作为一个跟随耶稣基督的基督徒，我真的是为他的这种行为加油助威。
As a student of theology, I see the beauty in her actions in imitating Christ.
作为一个神学生，我从他的行为中看到了神的美善。
As a parent, I pause.
但是作为一个家长，我却有点停顿。
And I even cringe because what she did goes so much against human nature.
我甚至有些退缩，因为她所做的真的是非常的对与人的天性对立。
And since O'Shea's release in 2010, O'Shea and Mary had lived together as neighbors in the North Side community of Minneapolis.
直到2011年，这 O'Shea 从监狱里放出来之后，这 Mary 和 O'Shea 就一直住在同一个明尼拉波利斯北边的社区。
And she treats him as her own son.
这 Mary 她就甚至把这 O'Shea 当做她自己的儿子一样。
And they work together in a nonprofit called Death to Life.
他们还在一个叫做由死而生的组织中一起工作。
Speaking to communities about forgiveness.
为社区传扬为什么要原谅。
This grace is the grace of God that God has for us in Christ.
这个恩典就是神对我们基督徒所有的。
We're no longer seen as enemies, but as beloved children.
我们不再做视为神的敌人，而是做视为神的子民。
Grace is at the very heart of the Christian message.
就这个恩典就是基督教育中最核心的东西。
It is grace that saves us.
是恩典救赎了我们。
We do nothing to earn grace.
我们什么也不能做去要去得到这个恩典。
Having killed Mary's son, O'Shea could do nothing to earn or merit Mary's favor.
因为杀掉了这个 Mary 的儿子 O'Shea, 他其实什么都不能，他什么也不能做去得到这个Mary 的原谅。
It took action on Mary's part, took humility and grace on Mary's part to forgive O'Shea.
而是要从 Mary 她本身有一个非常谦卑的心去原谅他。
Once Mary acted, it was possible for O'Shea to reject the call, reject the visitation.
当这个 Mary 她这样做了之后，这个 O'Shea 他是可以去拒绝他的这个邀请的。
But O'Shea, in accepting the invitation for visitation, in no way earned him the right to be forgiven.
但是他即使同意了，接受了他的这个 Mary 的这个行为，但他自己也什么都没有做，可以得到这个 Mary 的原谅。
O'Shea did not earn the right to become Mary's, to be treated as Mary's son.
O'Shea 他也什么都不能，他也什么都不能做，而能够让 Mary 把他当做自己的儿子一样。
In the same way, when we put our trust in Jesus, we receive a gift that we did not earn.
同样的，当我们把我们的信心放在耶稣基督之上的时候，我们也是得到了我们本不应该得到的。
We simply receive God's gift.
我们仅仅是接受神的。
And our verse today tells that this grace, this gift, is available for all.
这些经文，今天的经文就告诉我们，这个礼物是神给每一个人的礼物。
If you have not accepted Jesus' gift of grace, God's forgiveness, it's available as a gift.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督的接受耶稣基督的话，这个是神的一个礼物，对我们所有人的礼物。
Just as Mary asks O'Shea if she could visit him, God is asking you if you would like to receive this free gift, Jesus.
就 Mary 她就问这个 O'Shea 她可不可以去探访他。同样的，神他也问我们大家愿不愿意接受他的礼物。
This is the first appearance, the first epiphany of Jesus, of God's grace.
这是神的恩典的第一次显现。
For Christians, salvation by grace is nothing new to us. We know this.
但是对于基督徒的话，救恩是通过恩典来的，我们早已经知道了，已经不是什么新鲜的了。正因为这个，我们才成为基督徒。
But for many Christians, there's a misunderstanding about the power of grace after we're saved.
但是对于很多基督徒来说，我们对于这个救恩得到救恩之后的这个力量有很多的误解。
We start reasoning like this: once we're saved, we can do whatever we want to do.
我们就开始这么想，一旦得救就是永远就得救，我们不论做什么也没有关系。
Jesus.Forgiveness covers everything that we do, all sins.
耶稣基督的原谅覆盖了我们所有的罪。
Therefore, I can do whatever I want.
所以说我可以
为所欲为。I can continue sin. I'm forgiven.
我可以继续的去犯罪，但是我肯定会被再次原谅的。
And this twisted logic has been going around even before the ink was dry in the New Testament.
这种扭曲的理解就是其实很早就有了，甚至在这个新约写成之前就有这种扭曲的理解。
Paul asks this rhetorical question. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning that grace may increase?
就保罗以反问的形式问了这些问题，这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。
By no means, God forbid.
断乎不可。
Grace which is sufficient to save us is grace which is sufficient to transform us.
这个可以救赎我们的恩典也是真的是足够可以改变我们的。
The grace of God not only appeared to offer salvation, it appeared so that we can be transformed by grace.
神的恩典不仅是给我们一个救恩，而且是可以来改变我们。
The grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
这个恩典就是给我们足够的力量，可以对世俗的和不属神的这种风气说不，也可以
Okay. You want to live to be a better person this year?
你们想今年变成一个更好的人吗？
You want to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions?
你们想对这个世俗的这些风气说不吗？
You want self-control, godly lives? Grace is the answer.
你要你们想得到自控，你们想得想想一个属神的生活这么生活吗？恩典就是这个答案。
God's grace is the power of God to live free from sin.
神的恩典就是让我们可以不再罪的束缚中。
How does grace teach us this? Let me talk about a few ways.
这恩典是怎么使我们得到这些的呢？让我举例以下几点。
First, grace gives us a clean slate.
第一，恩典让我们可以洗心革面。
With grace.All of our sins are forgiven, and we can sing this song. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. They are new every morning. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23.
因为在恩典中，我们知道我们所有的罪都被赦免了，我们可以欢欣的歌唱，我们不自消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不自断绝。每早晨都是这样，都是新的。
When we fail, we realize God's grace is already forgiven us.
当我们又一次失败的时候，我们意识到神的恩典其实是已经原谅了我们。
He has taken the guilt.
他已经为我们担当了罪。
Yes, we still face the consequences of our actions, but we are forgiven in God's eyes.
虽然我们也会为这个罪承担责任，但是在神的眼中，我们已经被原谅的。
And this clean slate helps us stay on track.
所以说，这个洗心革面的帮助我们
it helps us stay on track.
帮助我们一直行在正路上。
Imagine if you came home every morning, every day, and your room was a mess.
想象一下，如果你 每天早上进到你的屋子的时候，你的屋子都乱作一团。
What would you do? You probably just take your socks off and throw into the pile.
你会做什么呢？你肯定会就是脱下你的臭袜子往旁边一甩。
I mean, the mess is already there. Who cares, right?
因为已经有很多霜了。
For some of us, it's less of imagination, more of a reality.
对我们很多人来说，这个可能是一个可能是一个想象。
But imagine if you came home every day and your house was completely clean.
但是想象一下，如果你每天来到你的屋子中，这个就是很非常的干净。
We will be a little bit more careful about taking dirty socks and shoes and just tossing them.
我们可能会就是会小心，会小心翼翼，不会再乱扔袜子。
By grace, God sees our souls as clean without blemish.
因为恩典，神看我们的灵魂为纯洁。
Should we be careless then about dragging dirt into the house? No, because God has cleaned us, and we learn to hate sin.
所以说，我们要这么无所谓的把这些尘土带进我们的屋子吗？绝对不是的，因为神已经使我们清洁。
By the way, this is why.People get gym memberships at New Year's and quit going in 2 weeks.
这也是为什么人们都在新年的时候去参加运动馆，然后两周以后就退出了。
People get a strict regimen, but they simply give up after the first sign of failure or lack of progress.
所以说，人们他就开始的时候信心满满，但是可能。过了一段时间就坚持不下来。
But with God's grace, we have a clean slate every day. There's victory every day.
但是由于有神的恩典，我们有一颗清新的状态，我们清洁的状态，每一天都是新的一天。
We don't need New Year's for resolution. God's mercy is new every morning.
我们不再需要新年的愿望，神的恩典就是每一天的。每一天都是新的一天。
With grace, there's no despair.
因为恩典这里没有任何的
There's no lack of hope yet.
Yeah, 对，没有任何的失望。Thank you.
We can go to the cross, confess our sins, and God will always be faithful to forgive us.
我可以来到十字架前，来到十字架前承认我的罪，神永远会原谅我们。
He'll free us to live lives apart from sin.
他可以使我们从这个罪的生活中得到解脱。
We don't have to earn God's grace. We don't have to walk 100 miles on hot coals to prove to God that we're going to follow Him this time around.
我们不会要去赚得神的恩典，我们不会在这个炙热的炭火中走上100次来证明我要去得到这个恩典。
We humbly turn away from our sins, turn to the cross.
我们只是谦卑的来到十字架面前。
And God says, "Go, I do not condemn you. Sin no more."
神说我不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Second, grace to follow the example of Jesus.
第二恩典就是要跟从耶稣基督。
Yeah. Grace teaches to follow the example of Jesus.
恩典教导我们要去跟随耶稣基督的例子。
Jesus is a master and a teacher, and he made himself a servant.
耶稣是出色的老师，却将他自己创造为一位仆人。
He took a place of a servant when he washed his disciples' feet.
他以一个仆人的身份去洗他的，去洗他门徒的脚。
Imagine if you're walking sandals all day and your feet are dirty.
可以想象一下，他这些门徒都是天天穿着拖鞋，所以说脚肯定很脏。
Now imagine the person you most respect.
想象一下这个你最敬重的人。
Maybe your grandfather.
或者是你的祖父
，a good teacher，
一个好的老师
，the CEO of your company，
这公司的大老板
，and that person decides to wash your feet，
这个人却要决定去洗你的脚。
Jesus does this and tells us to follow his example。
耶稣却做了这些，要我们去跟随他的例子。
Of course, the ultimate service that Jesus does for the disciples.It's not simply washing their feet, but to cleanse them from sins by dying on the cross.
但是这个最极端的最最极端这个服务，耶稣基督对他们的门徒不是去洗他们的脚，而是死在十字架上为他们洗清他们的罪。
Following Jesus' teachings and example is what led Mary Johnson to say, "I knew as a Christian woman, I had to forgive him."
因为跟随耶稣基督的教导和例子，这就是为什么 Mary Johnson 可以说。我作为一个基督徒，我作为一个基督徒，我必须要去原谅他。
She could not be a complete Christian if she did not forgive him, as difficult and strange as that may be.
他不可能完全的成为一个基督徒，如果他没有去原谅，虽然这个听起来有点奇怪。
We as Christians have no choice but to forgive because God has forgiven us.
作为基督徒，我们其实没有别的选择，只能去原谅，因为神原谅了我们。
We must follow Jesus' example.
我们必须跟随耶稣基督的例子。
Another way grace changes us is that grace is relationship with Jesus.
在另一方面说，恩典改变我们，是因为恩典是和耶稣基督的关系。
Remember the grace, the epiphany of God's grace is Jesus Christ.And Christians have this relationship with Him.
因为神的恩典的显现就是耶稣基督，但我们基督徒有一个和他有一个这样的关系。
It would be inconceivable for Oshia Israel to betray Mary once again after the grace that she has shown him.
对这个Oshia Israel来说，他这是几乎他可能。再去背叛这个 Mary Johnson 是几乎不可能的。
So how much more inconceivable would it be for us to turn away from God, God's love once we're saved by God's grace?
同样的，当我们从神的爱中被拯救之后，也是几乎不可能去再远离神。
Grace teaches us that because we have a relationship with our Savior, we will obey not out of fear.Out of love.
因为这个恩典教育我们，教导我们，因为我们和神有一个这样的关系，我们就可以去服从。不是因为害怕或者而是因为爱。
For the love of God, the kindness of God leads to repentance.
因为神的慈爱导致我们去认罪悔改。
By grace, God gives us the Holy Spirit.
因着恩典，神给我们圣灵。
Jump down a few verses to the next chapter.
我们往下面看一看。
Titus 3:6.
提多书三章六节。
As believers, we have the Holy Spirit to help us live godly lives. He saved us not because of righteous things that we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit.Whom he poured out on us as generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
作为信徒，我们有圣灵来帮助我们，过一个属神的生活。就像经文中写的，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督，我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
When God saved us, we receive a new birth.
当神拯救我们的时候，我们得到了一个新生。
We were born flesh and blood when we were born out of a mother's womb, and we were born again out of the Holy Spirit when we were saved.
我们从母腹中出生是一次，但是我们又从圣灵中再次出生了一次。
Through the Holy Spirit, we have a new nature.We are forever changed.
因着圣灵，我们有一个新的本性，我们被永远的改变了。
We still fight our old sinful nature, but we have God, the Holy Spirit, living in us.
我们虽然还是和我们以前的罪性做着各种各样的征战，但是我们有圣灵和神来帮助我们。
And the Holy Spirit leads us in obedience.
圣灵使我们 来到呃，使我们得以顺服神。
And He works in us to transform us to be more like Jesus, the perfect man.
他在我们心中做工，呃，使我们越来越像耶稣基督的形象。
Lastly, grace is God's work in us.
最后，恩典是神在我们呃神在我们心里的工作。
We talked about the word appearance or epiphany. It occurs twice in this passage.
我们嗯在之前提到了这个显现这个词，在经文中出现了两次。
The first time in verse 11 is about the first coming of Jesus to die for sins and offers grace.
这第一次是说耶稣基督在十一节是说耶稣基督第一次到来为我们的罪而死。
But the second one in verse 13 talks about Jesus' return.
但是在十三节的第二次显现是讲到耶稣基督还会再次回来。
And the work of grace in the middle while we wait for the blessed hope.That's what we're talking about. We live in this time of in between while we wait.
我们现在正是住在这个这两个时间，耶稣基督第一次来和第二次来之间的一个时代。
We live in time in between. God has already shown us grace.
神已经给我们显明了他的恩典。
But things are not perfect.
但是事情也不是完美的。
Jesus has not yet returned as king to rule over this world.
耶稣基督还没有作为一个君王再次来到这个世界。
This world is still incredibly messed up.
这个世界还有很多很多的麻烦。
Sin, violence, destruction, sickness, death is all around us.
罪恶、暴力、毁灭、疾病和死亡都在我们周围。
But as we await, we have hope.
但是等一下，我们其实是有希望的。
And this hope is that grace will purify us.
这个希望就是恩典其实会使我们的心得到清洁。
Because God's goal of grace is to redeem a people, to purify people for himself.
因为神的目标就是就是要去使人的心得到清洁。
And we're confident that God will obtain His goal.
我们非常的有信心，神会达成他的目标。
And ultimately, it is God's grace who is what's at work in us.
但是最终的其实是神的恩典在我们心中做工。
Now I'm talking a little bit about New Year's resolutions.
现在我讲一下新年的期望。
We know that grace can change us.
我知道。恩典可以改变我们。
But there's two more observations I want to make from this passage.
但是这儿有其中的两点我想说一下。
First, let's consider our goals. Our goals godly.
第一我们来想一下我们的目标。我们的目标就是要以一种属神的生活。
Are we making New Year's resolutions that align to God's goal in our lives?
我们的新年目标是和神对我们的目标一致的吗？
If our goal is to get a promotion at all costs or to get the highest grades at all costs,
如果我们的目标是要去得到要不计任何代价的去得到升职，或者是千方百计的去取得一个很好的分数，
Grace may not help us in that goal.
这个神的恩典就在这些目标上可能不会帮助我们。
Sure, good grades and promotions may be good, but if we make them our first priorities, ignoring family, ethics, ignoring church service, ignoring personal devotions, then we're chasing after these worldly passions.
虽然说这个升职或者是很好的分数都是很好的东西，但是如果我们把这些东西作为我们人生最重要的话，而最重要的东西，甚至忽略了家庭，忽略了道德的标准，忽略了在教会的服事，忽略了甚至每天的读经祷告、个人灵修。
If you and I are chasing after worldly passions, grace will drive away from those goals, drive us away from the goals.
如果我们只是在追逐这些属世的目标的话，神的恩典其实是会使我们和这些目标远离的。
So as we set our goals, consider if they're godly or worldly.
所以说当我们下次在制定目标的时候，我们要想一想这个是属神的还是属世的。
The goal of grace is not that we're wealthy, beautiful, strong, popular, or independent. The goal of grace is that we are pure and godly.
所以说这个神恩典的目标就不是我们要更有钱、更漂亮、更强壮、更或者是更加的受人喜欢，这个目标其实是要我们要有一颗清新的心。
The second observation is this idea of replacement.
这第二个点就是说，就是要置换的这个。
Say no to something and live for something different.
因为我们要学会对一些事情说不，同时我们说了不之后，要为另一些事情去做另外一些事情。
We don't simply stop doing something negative; we replace it with something positive.
我们其实不是简单的就停止做一件不好的事情，我们却是用一件比较积极的事情去代替了这件不好的事情。
Turn away from idols and replace with nothing. We turn away from idols to turn toward God.
我们从这些拜假神，我们不是不拜这些假神，什么也不做，而是我们不去拜假神之后，去来转向神。
We don't simply stop cursing and swearing. We replace it with words of encouragement and words of hope.
我们也不是不简单的就不说这些诅咒的话，而是要去使我们用一些赞美表扬的话来代替这些。
There's a danger in stopping to do something evil without replacing it with something good.
而如果你简单的只是停止做一些事情，而没有用一些其他的事情来去代替的话，这其实是很危险的。
What Jesus teaches about demon possession is true of our problems.
所以说这就是耶稣基督教导我们关于这魔鬼附身是很正确的。
When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes it with seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. This is how it will be with this wicked generation.
乌鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，欲求安歇之处，却寻不着，于是说，我要回到我所出来的屋里去。到了，就看见那里面空闲，打扫干净，修饰好了，便去另带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都进去住在那里。那人末后的景况比先前更不好了，这邪恶的世代也要如此。
We can't simply stop bad habits.
我们不能简单的只是停止这些坏的习惯。
The drug addict may stop using drugs for a short while.
对，这些瘾君子可能会很短的时间就不去再沾这些毒品。
But soon there'll be an empty feeling as he looks for the next high.
所以但是很快的他就是有一种虚空的感觉，然后让他要去找下一次的这种刺激。
The businessman,whose purpose in life was to make money, can quit his job.
这些商人，可能他以前的在生命中的目标是要去赚很多很多的钱，他确实是可以就不要他的这些工作。
But if he has no greater purpose in life, he will simply replace one passion with another.
如果他在生命中没有更大的目标的话，他可能就是他可能就用另外的一个其他的一个追求去代替了之前的追求。
The athlete who's conquered the world and won the Olympic gold medals goes into depression because there's no more to conquer.
在这个奥林匹克运动员之前，他可能得到了这个世界第一，然后但是他确实进入了一种进入了一层抑郁的状态。
When we work on putting aside bad habits,We need to replace it with godly habits.
当我们要真的是停止我们某一个坏的习惯的时候，我们需要用一个更 属神的目的去代替它。
Otherwise, maybe the demon will come and find a tidy room to come back to.
否则的话，这魔鬼可能会再回来，
We can't have lives without something in control.
我们不能活在一个没有任何东西掌权的生命中。
Christians don't have to worry about demon possession because Jesus is in control.
作为基督徒，我们不会去担心这魔鬼附身，因为神在掌权，因为耶稣基督在掌权。
But as we work on bad habits, we need to replace bad habits with godly habits.
但是我们要改掉一些坏习惯的话，我们需要去用一些属神的目标、属神的习惯去代替这些。
What is your New Year's resolution?
什么是你的新年计划？
Is it to stop doing something?
是要停止做一些事情吗？
Find something to replace it that will bring you closer to God.
你只需要找到一些其他的事情去取其他属神的事情去代替这些事情，
Now,
就可以使你和神更近。
I hope you do have New Year's resolutions.
我希望你们确实是有新年计划的。
Because I know God wants to change us.
因为我知道神，他是想要改变我们的。
Maybe not because it's New Year, but because He wants us to be more like Jesus.
可能这不仅仅是因为这是新年，而是他只是希望我们更像耶稣基督。
Let us live by grace. Let us live by grace.
让我们以恩典而活。
It is sufficient not only to save us, but it is sufficient to transform us into God's image.
这恩典不仅是可以救我们的恩典，而可以是改变我们，是越来越像神的形象。
It is a means which God fulfills His purpose to make us pure and godly.
这是神的一种方法，一种手段，使我们有一颗清新的心和一个敬虔的生活。
And grace is how the Christian life works.
所以说这个恩典就是基督徒的生活。